Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listen, yeah, you know, all these daggone diet fads that everybody be trying. Man. I remember cayenne pepper, green smoothie. They start every year and then they gone by February, because how much you just gonna keep on pooping out your life?
Okay? How much?
There's only so much poop.
There's only so much. Well, we've all been guilty of joining the new year, new me train. And if you're ready for a totally new way to start a sustainable journey to managing and tracking your weight health, you'll be blown away by what Weight Watchers has to offer. Weight Watchers has completely overhauled their app with a phenomenal updates. And because we don't gatekeep here, you'll be thrilled to know that they offer access to affordable GLP-1 options. So with or without meds, Weight Watchers has everything you need to be successful, including comprehensive personalized nutritional plans and fitness community. Okay, y'all already know that Chick Angel and Weight Watchers, we go together.
Go together real bad.
I definitely have had Weight Watchers in my life, especially right after I had my boys. And I kept it going even after that, because it's not just for getting to a goal weight, but it's also about maintaining a really amazing lifestyle and a relationship with your health. I absolutely love Weight Watchers. It stood the test of time. I think you will love it too. Members are losing more weight when they combine Weight Watchers with medication versus taking medication alone. 72% of Weight Watchers clinic members given the GLP-1 companion program says that Weight Watchers clinic helped minimize weight loss medication side effects. Members prescribed a GLP-1 medication through Weight Watchers clinic lose 7.4 pounds on an average within 4 weeks of starting their first treatment plan. So with or without meds, you'll get tools and support you need to manage your weight and health journey. All right. Weight Watchers works. They've supported over 63 million members on health and weight loss journeys. No gimmicks, no fads. This is your sign to join today. Head to weightwatchers.com/SK to get a special offer for our listeners. That's weightwatchers.com/SK for a special offer.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That Chick Angel.
Welcome to the podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification. Thank you, welcome to Here's the Thing. We welcome you once, we welcome you twice, we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, last week we gave y'all a free long bonus clip. And one of the comments said, dang, Kev, I just paid my funky little $5. Now you give it away for free. I got to give it away for free sometimes.
Also, that wasn't the whole episode.
It wasn't. We went for another hour on that. But we just talking big Drewski. But sometimes you got to give the people what you want. Listen, I know everybody can't afford Patreon. I got to tell you to come over and do it. I got to market it. But sometimes I know I just got to give you a little something.
Give us something.
So if you can come and pay a funky little $5, pay a funky little $5.
You did good.
I did.
Listen,
I was ready for you. You don't even know how many things I didn't say.
Mentally, I was about to repeat you saying it, and then I caught myself. I was like, wait, he didn't say it. It was like Dwight.
New year, new me. I didn't even do nothing.
I kept
it so straight.
You did good.
I did good.
All right, back to it. Sorry.
Penis butt box.
No,
but please, if you can, join us. Somebody asked, are we doing the Unruly Cousins show? We are. I'll tell you what, though.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Are we still?
We are. I'm going to tell you what, though. It's a busy year for old Kev. And Angel and Jai. I'm not the only one that's busy, but I be like, block out these days.
You to be the
Angel
busiest.
Angel and I gave 3 days.
You guys gave us 6 days you were available. I said, cool, let's book it. And then 2 days later, I was like, okay, 2 days I can do. So we going to shoot it, and it's going to release. And I pray that y'all who said you would join, and y'all who said you would bump up would bump up. Because if you don't, it's over. It's just going to be the podcast.
Listen, it might be over even if you do
no,
that.
No, we going to do it.
At least it'll happen.
We getting 10 episodes.
No, we getting 10? No. Okay.
It's for we going to get 10 episodes. All right. We got a lot of things to get through today. One, I ain't seen this video. This is just funny. I missed this in real time, and it wasn't even on the Patreon docket. Did you know that Stephen A. Smith had gotten in trouble from the cues because he pronounced their name incorrectly?
Mm. Yeah, he said Osega.
Osega. Yeah, Osega. Sci-fi. Yes, and he apologized. And I seen another cue get on him. It was like, it ain't that you mispronounced it. You're human, although I would never. It's that you don't represent what we represent. Ooh. In any way, ooh, shape, or form. I think his name is Doc Holliday. He went in on Stephen A. Smith for a full 3 minutes. Oh. He said, you don't respect women the way we do. You don't stand up for black people the way we do. So, of course, you would mispronounce it because you ain't really about that. I said, well, dang. This comedian who I have not seen this video, her name is Erin Harper Media. She is making fun of me. He apologized. I just want to watch this together. Hopefully, it's great. I believe it will be.
Black people don't like me?
He really said that.
I'm from Hollis, Queens, bro. I'm from the streets of New York City. I'm a member of Omega Sci-Fi.
Omega Sci-Fi.
All of them are my boys. I mean, my bros.
No.
I'm an ambassador for HBCU. I was raised by 5 black women. I got 9 nieces, 2 daughters. I got 3 female pets.
3 female pets is funny. 3 female pets is funny. Angels, Stephen A. is really good. Before we go on, I got to show you one more video, Angel.
Please.
Hulk Hogan.
Ain't he dead?
He went on to be with him. Before he died. This clip just resurfaced.
I was about to say, he's probably pronouncing everything wrong now.
This is the thing where he's talking about Tony Atlas, a black wrestler. Let you listen to, and this is old Terry Bollea.
Tony Atlas, you will never, ever, ever pin me or beat me in the center of the ring. There are a few things you might be better than me at. One of them is shining shoes, maybe chucking spears, and maybe eating watermelon, boy. You ain't nothing but a souped up spider monkey. And when you get in that ring with me, I'm going to show you who the real Miss USA and the only undefeated wrestler left in the world today.
Let me tell you what.
Well, why didn't he just bring his slaves in and whip them in front of us?
That racism flowed through his veins like pure water.
He couldn't help himself.
What?
Why was he our favorite?
We didn't know. When they put him in the red
spider monkeys and watermelon.
People say the performative version of yourself is just an amplified version of yourself. This is all the racism he was holding in as whatever his name
he
was.
He probably cut that promo and was like, whoo.
That felt
good. Could've went longer.
One take Hulk.
Chucking spears, eating watermelon, and shining shoes, boy.
Well, have shot that in Cracker Barrel just to really give it the razzle dazzle.
Oh, man.
And I was a little kid, like, I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
Not you.
Nigger boy.
What?
Yeah, big racism. I mean, I'm telling you, prior to social media, they was able to keep a lid on some stuff. They was just like, go on here and talk about vitamins and say your prayers. Don't mention how much you hate blacks and how much you love steroids. Vitamins and say your prayers and you do this. That's all. Okay? And he was like, bet.
Chuck and spears.
God dang it, Terry. Cut.
They didn't say cut. They printed it. Print. That'll work.
All right. Let's start the episode. Tendernism ain't tendernizing no more. Now, the Patreon done put this in our docket,
yes, that's all.
But I haven't been able to follow the story. So, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to try my best to piece it together. Angel, if you can fill it in, or Josh, if you know anything, or anybody in the audience watching live, let me know. So, from what I can gather, tendernism, if you're not familiar, is the old black dude who was, you know, shaking the ribs, meat off the, I guess they're beef ribs, off the bone. Dropping it in a very, you know, taking the glasses off.
Oxtail.
Tendernism. That ain't, you know.
Yeah.
Very
throwing his glasses. Uh-huh.
He put the restaurant called Destination Smokehouse on the map to the nation because of his...
Virality.
Great word, Joshua. Thank you. And things were going well. Mm-hmm. Jordan Hallett went there. You know, Jordan the Stallion. A lot of people went there. Unk was there. Things were going good. I would say the first chink in the armor came from Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Keith Lee.
I want to challenge that. I feel like we found out who the owner was before that.
Okay.
Yes, that we knew that it wasn't the correction. Black man.
That is correct. You're right.
Because that was my only discrepancy.
No, you're right. Before Keith Lee went, it was like, oh, hey, y'all, Unk don't own that restaurant. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was like, let's not go. But it was just like, let's just temper ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Unk don't own that restaurant. It's actually owned by a white person, right? Uh-huh. That was the first kind of...
also adds to the story later.
Pause. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So then Keith Lee went. And Keith Lee went. He tried to meet Unk. They were like, no, he's busy right now. I think he's shooting a podcast or something. He was unable to see Keith Lee.
Uh-huh.
So Keith Lee was like, okay, you know. And Keith Lee didn't say who he was, like he often doesn't. And then he tried to leave a $4,000 tip for Unk, specifically for Unk. And they did not allow that. So Keith Lee reviewed the restaurant. He said, you know, I think he said those ribs were like, I watched the video, the ribs are like pre-cut at the back.
So they can fall off.
So they drop it off. Some people say that if ribs are tender like that, they're not good. It sold me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know that restaurant ain't nothing but about an hour and a half down the road.
Right,
from here.
I know. Yeah.
I wanted to go for Unruly Cousins, but obviously now it's all messed up. But he did say the oxtails were flames. Keith Lee did. Oh. So then here's where it kind of got bad. After Keith Lee did that, then the owner started appearing all in the videos, all up in the barbecue. At first it was Unk. And then it's mostly white people. And the owner was like, you know, we didn't know Keith Lee. If he was here, we would have talked to him. But I'm paraphrasing here. You're trying to give him a $4,000 tip, but the restaurant is a lot of other people. So you're shortchanging them and him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not really to me. If Angel's my waitress or host, and I feel like she did a good job and I leave her $100, I'm not shortchanging the restaurant.
At all.
Right? I'm like, you know, like Angel used to get tips as a hostess, even though she wasn't even a server because she had a fake Southern accent. People were just enthralled by it. But specifically, people are flocking into Destination Smokehouse because of Unk's virality.
Yes, his marketing strategy.
You know, it was trending. Yeah. People were doing that with girls, doing it with their hair.
Yeah.
I seen some little black kids did it with noodles. It was hilarious.
Oh, it was great.
It was fantastic.
It was great.
So then the owner also in another video was like, you know, y'all saying Unk this, Unk that, paraphrasing. He was like, but when I found Unk, he ain't had nothing. Okay, hold up now. Hey, hold on.
Exactly what he said.
And then Unk was like, you know, y'all going hard on him, but like, don't trip. Like, this my boy. He literally said, this my Ace Boon Coon. And I was like, that's kind of reserved for people of caramel skin. not the white man. And then it came out that the owner had applied for he was trying to trademark tenderism, but apparently a black attorney in the South, maybe Georgia or Texas, I'm not sure. Somebody else had applied for it and tried to give it to Unk, but then the owner tried to go and trademark tenderism. So now people are like, all right, man, it ain't his restaurant. Y'all wouldn't let him see Keith Lee. You said he ain't had nothing before you did it, before you met him. The owner tried to take more of the success of the restaurant and say it ain't all Unk, it's everybody. But like, come on now.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're saying the popularity now, regardless of what y'all were doing before, the popularity of it right now is a lot to do with that man on camera.
1,000%.
I don't know who came up with the idea to put that man on camera. You can pat him on the back too. However, that man in his, in the word that it seems like he made up, in him throwing his glasses, all that stuff, is the reason why people have flocked to destination. Nobody was thinking about it. We didn't even know where it was.
It wasn't
right here.
A destination.
It wasn't.
And we live over here by it.
Didn't know nothing about it.
Never heard of it.
Because nobody's looking for, a fire ass barbecue place in California, meaning we're not like, you want good barbecue?
You go to San Diego. Also, Escondido's right. Where you head
like
down. LA,
so it's not like, oh, let's go try it on a Wednesday.
No, it's closer to San Diego. It's where is it, like Murrieta?
It's in Murrieta, which is close to Temecula, probably like an hour from San Diego.
Oh, dang, it's still that far?
It's very well a little isolated pocket.
Now,
I sure would have went there. JoJo had a soccer tournament. He'd be playing down there.
Now, this is the... So, what I read was, yes, that
that's an ugly place.
Somebody had already trademarked Tinderism because, you know, people are be jumping on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told that the... Not that the attorney tried to give it to Unk, that he tried to sell it back to the owner.
Oh, they were trying to squat on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
And then the owner declined. And so now it's in court of like, who should be really owning this trademark?
My dad taught me. He said, if you ever think you got something, before you go to trademark it, you need to try to sell something with it and prove that you created it. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you, Ray J. I wouldn't try to trademark that. But if I, actually not even thank you, Ray J. If I created a term like, I don't know, Boom Shakalaka, NBA Jam. Yeah. Just applying for that without any proof is going to be hard to say that you just made that up. But if you say, hey, here's me saying Tinderism, I got Tinderism merch, you're going to have a better shot of at winning that trademark. What are your thoughts on this whole thing, Angel? Then I'll give you mine, and I'm going to let you talk until I interrupt you.
You know what? I was hoping that like that some of this was just us jumping to conclusions, but I will say the Keith... of it all, the Keith Lee of it all was what made me go, now why wouldn't y'all want that black man to have this blessing regardless of where he is?
Yes,
that feels like, you know what, that's amazing. Like, none of us, even if we thought he was the owner, I don't think any of us thought, oh, this black man's pockets are so deep that $4,000 wouldn't be a blessing. He owns, even if he did own the restaurant, restaurants are money pits.
Yes.
So a $4,000.
Probably help you make payroll at minimum.
Absolutely. So that is the thing that makes it like, it's hard to even think of another possibility that does not equate to this owner taking advantage of this black dude.
Yeah.
And I think I would possibly be like, okay, well, maybe we just jump into certain conclusions because we don't trust white people in general. But also him now being all up in the music videos, dancing.
Seriously, he is.
It's like, we didn't come here to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, you will forever be the owner of, or, you know, until somebody buy you out, of Destination Smokehouse. You ain't got to be the face.
No, I agree.
At all. Like, don't be threatened by it. Who cares if nobody knows your name or gives a damn? All those sales are still, you own that.
Yeah, and you do. And there was people was flying in or coming to LA and being like, before I leave, I got to go down there. Yeah. Here's what I think. I think this is the part that gets black people kind of under our skin. You clearly profited, you being the owner of Destination Smokehouse, clearly profited off of a black person. And really, then by extension of black culture, right? There ain't no white dude doing, you know, ribs. That ain't why nobody came. Your ribs have been your ribs for however long you've been open. It wasn't until Unk.
Well, you know what? While he's texting, let's really talk about some of the wonderful, meaningful things in life. I got to spend some time with my son, three other boys, and all of their fathers this weekend. We did a gentleman's lounge where they got to have a conversation with a black male therapist where they discussed kind of mental health topics. And I asked my son, and then afterwards, they got to paint Air Force Ones, their own.
Oh, nice.
It was really dope. And I asked my son, did he love like the event? He was like, I really loved it. He said, I actually wish the conversation part was a little bit longer. And I was like, what? And for me, that meant so much because I was like, oh, he actually felt like this was doing something for him. And at the end of the day, that's what we were trying to do, pour into his life and make sure he is better now and for the future. And the future is something that I am focused on. That's why I'm so glad I use Policy Genius to help secure my family's future. It made this part of financial planning so much easier. And I really trust them. They don't work for the insurance companies. They work for me. They are trying to get me the best deal and help me pick what's right for my family versus just trying to sell me on anything. They want to make sure whatever my goal is for my family is the goal that I'm able to reach. Start the new year with clarity and security. Lock in your life insurance today. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that allows you to compare quotes from some of America's top insurers side by side for free. Their licensed team helps you get what you need fast so you can get on with your life, especially easily find what you need. Coverage amounts, prices, terms, no guesswork, just clarity. Policy Genius helps you find your most affordable policy that meets your needs. They answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found the best policy fit for their needs. With Policy Genius, real users have gotten 20-year, 2 million policies for just $53 a month. Ease the weight of protecting a wonderful life. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Back to tenderism. What were you saying?
I was saying, clearly Destination Smokehouse profited off of a black person and black culture, yeah. Right? But I'm not even saying he was wrong for like that being the owner. But here's what happens when you profit off black people and black culture, but you ain't black. You don't notice Keith Lee. There's a few black-owned restaurants who would, at this time in Keith Lee's career and how much he's done, would not have known the value of Keith Lee being in your restaurant. Right. I'm not even saying you should. I'm just saying when you ain't black, you be like, you missed that. Somebody, if it was Angel and Kev's Smokehouse, and somebody said, hey, this guy, Keith Lee, wants to give Unk a thing, we'd have been like, nigga, stop the presses. Yeah. This is our moment. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we would have known if everybody in our restaurant was black, somebody would have been like, we got to stop his Keith, y'all. But that didn't happen, right? Then we would have known, okay, that 4,000, give that to Unc. Because if you don't, Keith Lee going to say that he did it. Like, that whole thing wouldn't have happened. But then also, as an owner, this ain't even a black culture thing. This is just good business or bad business. You should know when you got a good thing and be okay with that good thing being a part of the bigger thing, right? It's like me being jealous of you. I called you and asked you to do this podcast, and you asked me in the first day, you want me to be muted or you want me to be myself? I said, be yourself. So many of the clips that go viral is you being that weird chick angel. It would be dumb of me to now be embarrassed, intimidated, because when you win, I win. So no, if the restaurant owner had just had less ego, he'd been like, oh, well, this is not nigga, but that's just me talking. This is great.
Yeah.
Let me give him that $4,000. At minimum, you can't tell me Unc didn't drive $4,000 worth of business
over the last month.
Right. You probably need to give him probably 40, 50, because the amount of paid media would have cost you to get your restaurants all over the nation without him, way more than $4,000.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're
talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars for pretty much everybody to know your restaurant and the name of your restaurant. $4,000, you got off easy. But now you want to slide over. And here's what I think it boils down to. Too often in America, people capitalize off black people, black culture. They don't give us our just due. And you keep all the money, reap the benefits outside of barbecue restaurants, music, movies, life. I mean, in every facet, back to slavery, you capitalize off what black people bring. You don't give us not even our just due. And if somebody gives us something just for us, you don't even make sure we get that. Now I'm not going. To Destination Smokehouse. I wanted to go.
The owner did know who Keith Lee was. Security didn't.
Oh, he did?
Yes, security would be fired.
Oh, you're done.
You are done.
You're done.
Bye-bye. No, the owner knew who somebody mentioned. The owner had invited Keith to come to another location prior to that.
Oh.
Keith did not go. Keith came out for tenderism. And security was like, no.
Everybody at your restaurant need to know who Keith Lee is.
Yes, and the security could have pulled out their phone real quick, looked it up, and saw, oh,
yeah.
14 million followers. You come in here.
We literally had an episode on Churchy about this, about Jasmine's character didn't know who Keith Lee was.
Yes.
It's if you own a
that's funny.
If you own a restaurant, I do think it is imperative for you to know the people in, because we are now in a space that digital media is mainstream media.
Yes.
It's not
it is national television.
It is mainstream media. So being that marketing dollars is not usually where a restaurant has a lot of income to go towards, it is your due diligence to know who are these people, the tastemakers in the food review industry, so that if they ever decide to come through the threshold of your restaurant, you can give them the experience that you would want them to talk about.
Yes. I think the restaurant owner played pretty much each one of these scenarios wrong. If you didn't know, if the security didn't know, but Keith left the money, hey, Keith, so sorry we missed you. Please come back anytime. We made sure to give that $4,000 that you left for Unk to Unk. Because apparently somebody on Patreon said this, and I think this is true. I think Keith said this. He also left money directly for the restaurant. You don't want to be seen as the person who's taking something that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
At minimum, it's people thanking him for the thing. Then you want to say, I brought him from, you know, basically nowhere to here, so he should be grateful. Brother, you ain't got to say that.
No.
You just say, man, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, he played that around. And then the whole black culture thing, by not doing it, you fall into how you honestly act like white people often act. Mm-hmm. Right? If you think about the music industry, there's this clip that went viral about David Foster. Is that the guy, David Foster, white dude, married the young girl from American Idol?
Nah. Uh-huh. Okay. Which threw me. I was like, I didn't know I was her dad.
That's what I thought. I had the same thing. I think Catherine McPhee, I believe.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, wait, that's his son too?
Huh? Yes.
Is that her brother? But she's calling him her son. He put her his pain inside.
And he went and he said.
Oh.
So he was talking about Through the Wire, through the fire. Through the fire. Him and two other white people wrote it. And I guess a white woman, Cynthia something, was like the main writer. Kanye had asked for 50% of the publishing of that when he got the sample. And the dude was like, the lady said no. She was like, he gets nothing. So Kanye gets 0% of the publishing of that. And the white dude was like, I would have gave it to him. And people in the comments were mad. Like, why would y'all keep that man's money? And like, you know, there was arguments about where it's not his money. It's their song. They didn't clear, blah, blah, blah. Kanye, it didn't matter. He put him on the map either way. Here's why that's frustrating for black people. Sampling didn't exist. What happened was black people made music. White people stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like the Beach Boys song, Surfing USA, it ain't nothing but a Chuck Berry song.
Right.
All Elvis did was steal black music from everybody. Mm-hmm. Big Mama Thornton on down and do some hips, profited off of it. Why in Beyonce movie with Adrian Brody, Cadillac Records,
Bought me a Cadillac.
20 years they did that. Mm-hmm. Stole. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when black people started doing it back, now we got sampling laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got publishing deals. Where was all these rules when you were stealing from black artists? Mm-hmm. When you was just putting a white version, where was the rule?
I thought it was Dreamgirls too, but I was like, you said Cadillac Records.
It was Dreamgirls.
Uh-huh.
It was Dreamgirls. She was in both of them.
She was.
You know, I'm getting older. But the point is, black people have always been exploited. And now, Unk, it feels like you're exploiting him. And even if Unk, because in his videos, Unk was like, y'all chill, basically. Even if Unk is like, don't worry about it, I'm good. Sometimes people who are exploited don't realize they're being exploited. Or even if they do, shouldn't be. Mm. It just ain't right. It's just not right. And it's too common. I think that's what black people, it's a long line of that in our history in America. So this is just exploiting ribs. Because Unk done sold you so many ribs. You could have gave him that funky little foe.
Ribs and oxtail.
Unk done gave you hundreds of thousands of dollars of value, marketing value. He could have got that $4,000. But no, you got to be all in the videos. And now... now I'm not going. I'm not the only one.
$4,000 too.
$4,000, bro. And it ain't even your money.
Right.
We didn't even ask you to take it out the till. Mm. Keith done handed it to him and you were like, we got to spread it around. No, we don't.
He's not white man and right is the problem. He's not. He's doing like this like newer age.
Down there, they're not.
Yeah, it's not because if he was white man and right, then you keep that show pony a trotting.
Man, what?
You keep that. Yeah, you, yeah, get up there. You don't get in front of it and be like, and then I am here. You mm-hmm. keep that white, that black man out there shaking bones until he is has all types of body ailments and can't do it no more. Man. He can't even say tendonism, his teeth and fell out. You go out there and shake him. You don't get out there and try to get the spotlight. That you messed, he messed up with that. Yes, would we have been frustrated had we known finding out that Unk wasn't the business owner? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would have been a little frustrated. But then you make a video and say, well, yes, this is my business. This man is like my family and we love having him here. Go out there and do another video. When Keith Lee comes to leave $4,000, you get him from off of that daggone podcast. You roll him out there and get out there and say hi to Keith. And then you wait inside the restaurant and watch. Don't be in the video. Same. When if the trademark thing happens, then you say, you know what? I'm trying to secure the trademark so that we can give part ownership of it to Unk to make sure he doesn't have to ever have another real job besides shaking our meat.
hey, come on, Angel.
But it's just like you trying to get some of the glory of it all is you not white man and right. You could have literally.
Do white men ever white man right?
Yes, that's why the NFL and the NBA work out so well. You don't see them old ass white men being like, no. And what you want to do.
Trying to play, you mean?
Yeah. What you want to do is go in there and...
That's Jerry Jones.
They sit there and they say... and then if you ain't playing right, they switch you out for another black person. That's how you white man.
Yeah.
You just... You give them good money so that they don't realize, you own me. You don't realize that because the money's so good. If we would have been under the guise of he is getting his fair share, we would still be like tenderness up, smoke destination smokehouse.
We would have went down there, Angel.
Yes, but you want to have the glory. You can't have you're not going to be able to have both, sir.
You don't have it, and now you ain't gonna have nothing. No, they had a Patreon saying they fired Unk. I didn't see that anywhere.
Did they really?
I didn't see that. They're saying that in the Patreon, but that would be a colossal mistake. But I don't know how they're
then Unk could get paid for real.
Yeah, because you could do that for anything. You could get a Chick-fil-A nugget, dip it in some sauce, tendonism, Chick-fil-A. Did y'all see Dr. Pepper Girls commercial on TV?
No.
Dr. Pepper, and baby, it's good and nice. Da, da, da. It was on the national championship last night.
Oh, hold on.
And they put her, you didn't watch it?
I didn't really care.
Oh, Joshy, they put her name, her TikTok name on the commercial. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice.
I saw like the first half and I was like,
Yeah, it was a good game.
Was it?
It was one of the best national championships I've seen.
Oh, well, that's great then.
It was a good big white. JoJo came downstairs and he was like, Indiana.
Oh, no.
They're number one, right?
Yeah, he was like, he thought it was a pro game. He was like, I don't remember Indiana.
But also, it's so late now.
It's almost a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Super Bowl's literally in 2 weeks.
Nope.
That's how you exploit black culture. You put it. I ain't no way Dr. Pepper, which is one of my favorite sodas, probably my favorite soda. They put her name in the thing.
I see it.
And I know they had to give her something.
Romeo Show,
because she just did that in her bedroom off the land. And then she done wrote three or four jingles for other people. Vita Coco, she wrote one for them.
What else she got?
Listen, if you was a jingle writer, you was a jingle writer.
She didn't write
Jamie King jingles. Done wrote them jingles down.
I was about to say, she is the next Jamie
She's
King.
She's the next Jamie King. Black folks done gave you, this is how magical we are. She done gave you a commercial or something she was just laying around doing.
Right. In the bed, in a bonnet.
In the bed, in the bonnet, just being, Dr. Pepper should have this. And they were like, get her on the horn.
And they barely did anything to it. You can still hear the warbliness of them trying to auto-tune. That's why I was making that face. They just scooted up a little bit.
Just laying around. All y'all got to do is throw some cans on there. And put it up on, get that ready for the national championship.
They said that'll work.
You know how many people have who were watching that have no idea that originated on TikTok? I remember when that happened. I was like, that's a good jingle.
It's good and nice.
So perfect.
Well, jingles are just for black people. I don't think anybody else loves a jingle as much as black folk do.
Justin Timberlake, who wrote that McDonald's jingle? What, didn't Pusha T write McDonald's?
Pusha T
wrote.
I'm loving it.
Pusha Terrence.
No pub.
I'm loving
just
it.
Just wrote it. No pub.
Nope. He got a flat rate.
Flat rate for McDonald's jingle?
Let me confirm
I'm
this.
Not loving it. All right, let's move on. Somebody asked in the Patreon, Kev, Dream Talk, did you sell the studio? I see everyone saying the podcast space there is no longer available. Tell us, we want to know. I know it was your dream, but is that over now?
Sell the studio?
You owned it.
I never owned that.
Yes, you did. You owned it. You owned the parking lot. You owned the building.
Sell the studio.
You owned the people in it.
No, we rented that studio for the entire 5 years. I did not sell it. That lease was over, and that lease went to them people. That lease is expensive. That business, that building's main purpose was for the app. Rest in peace, Kev on Stage Studios.
In the sky.
It's a big app store now.
Huh?
It's gone now.
My last shoot is there today. I'm going to shoot the Ball Brothers after this.
Oh, I'm going to go and look at the costume. Go. And see what I'm taking.
But after that, and I don't really feel bad. I'm a business person first. And if it don't make business sense, I'd be like, I can't justify that type of cost. We got that at the beginning of COVID. We got a good COVID deal.
Yeah.
COVID gone.
Oh, big gone.
Prices are back. Can't justify that amount of cost. Can't justify the overhead. Can't justify having two buildings. I don't even shoot up there like that. It is like, dang, it's the final piece of like, that app did not work the way I wanted it to. It's supposed to take Netflix down. We didn't really take a look that much out of their market.
You didn't step into the live TV market.
I didn't. I needed Unk.
You should have got the Christmas Day NFL game. You know how much traffic that would have drove?
Joshy, that's what I realized when I was in there. I said, boy, you can't really compete with somebody who's willing to spend $4 billion in debt.
All you need was Beyonce.
Why couldn't you just do that?
Get Beyonce? What I need to do is get with Tyler Perry. That's what every black parent thinks. If you acting, you got to go get with Tyler now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, because you're not successful without Tyler.
You got to go over there with Tyler.
Listen, just do a Tyler Perry show.
But yeah, it was great. The thing I'm actually sad about is it was a place for other creatives to use for decent rates or low rates. It's gone. It's going to be something else in a while. So rest in peace. I love you.
Yeah, buttoning up Pusha T. Pusha T co-wrote the iconic I'm Loving It jingle, but received an upfront rate with no long-term royalties.
Dang.
He did, though, receive royalties for writing We Have the Meats for Arby's.
He wrote that?
Yeah.
Why? Pusha T's just writing jingles? Bah, 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 bah. We have the meats.
Really quickly, though. So the space is gone. What is your next venture outside of taking over television?
Oh, this is good.
What do you mean outside?
Oh, that's it? Just taking over television?
I want to get into movies. I think movies are a better business.
So you want the screen to get bigger?
Not necessarily. It can get smaller. People watching movies on laptops and iPads. TV is expensive, more expensive than movies, honestly, because you got to do more episodes. People burn through it just as fast, but it costs way more. Mm. I would love to transition into the movie business. Continue to grow in live. I would not make TV. I just think I would introduce movies. I ain't been making no movies. But yeah, that's what I would like to do. Television and film, along with live shows. And then the greatest version is producing for other people.
I like that for you. I think that's great, Kevin.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see that manifest.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the king.
Doom, doom. A new year's always, okay? It always makes you think about yourself in a different way. You want to do better, feel better, all that stuff. You start asking real questions. How can I take better care of myself this year? What would make you feel lighter or more grounded? For many of us, that answer includes taking care of our mental health. Taking care of yourself should not feel complicated. And this is where discovering Rula becomes a part of your self-care. This year, take care of yourself with Rula. Rula partners with more than 100 insurance plans, bringing the average cost down to only $15 per session. It makes therapy feel realistic and sustainable. Not a burst of New Year energy, but something you can stay with all year long. You get licensed in network care at a price that finally makes sense because you are using benefits you already have. And when you're trying to make real changes this year, the right therapist matters. Many platforms match you with whoever is available next. Rula takes your goals, your background, and your preferences to create a curated list of therapists who actually fit the work you want to do. That is how self-care becomes progress. There's no wait list and no endless searches. You can find someone who is accepting new clients often as soon as tomorrow. And Rula checks in throughout your care. So you're not just starting the year with the plan. You're giving yourself support that stays with you. This year, make one change you can actually stick with. Visit Rula.com/SK
SK
to get started. That's RULA.com/SK
SK.
Mental health care that's actually built to last.
All right, moving on. This post went viral over to the threads. Angel, as a black woman, I know you're married, but I'm curious of your thoughts. And ladies who are listening or watching, I'm curious of your thoughts. This guy wrote, "Why am I single? As a 6'4", disciplined man of God, I don't do clubs, worldly music, drink hard liquor, smoke, go to sinful comedy shows. I'm abstinent, all caps. Can't even come to my house if I'm courting you." Uses the word courting. "I don't worry or stress because my faith and obedience in Jesus Christ. I read my Bible daily and apply it to help heal and uplift people. Make six figures, go to the gym. I spend my fun time in church and I get chills exalting God's name to strangers. Most people want a man of God until you put God first." Angel, as a married woman, I'm curious why you think this man is single, because I know you want a disciplined man of God and your husband is 6'5".
Sounds gay to me. No, I'm just playing, y'all.
Jesus Christ, Angel.
Just playing. No, he does not sound like a homosexual man. He sounds like an asshole.
Somebody in Patreon said he's a loser in Christ.
He sounds like he would be a jerk.
Why?
Listening to him describe himself, he sounds like a pain in my ass. That's what I saw. I won't even put him nowhere else but on. Yuck.
Yuck.
Like, love it that he does all these things.
He's 6'4".
He's like, that should be enough.
That a lot of men who are tall are like, let me lead with it. Y'all say y'all want tall men, and I'm 6'4". Right.
That get me real quick. But then you start talking, and we're just going to go out to church. No sinful comedy. Well, I am the sinful comedy show. So how we going to be together? I am that person. And we only go to church for fun. Last time I went to church, it was not fun.
Angel, he exalts the name of, he gets chills exalting God's name to stranger. Hello, stranger. God! I exalt thy name, Father!
Yuck.
That Costco parking lot. Hello, stranger, I exalt the name of God to thee.
To even say that, I get chills exalt, yuck.
When have you used the word exalt outside of you leading praise and worship?
Outside of reading a scripture or singing lyrics that were written by someone using words from scripture, I don't use that word.
Ooh, why do you have chills? I just exalted the name of God to strangers. It's electrifying.
It either sounds not manly or too misogynistic.
Why massage?
Because it's all like very, unless I'm courting you, and it sounds like, are you gonna slap me if I don't get the meal in on time? It feels all just
like he gonna kiss your shoulder goodnight.
Not. It's like I said, it's one or the other. Either you like just too like misogynistic, old school, because you're saying courting. You like, you need to be in the house by 8:30. Why are you in these streets, you sinning whore of a woman? Okay.
Horrible woman.
Or you don't really want to be with me. That's just
make six figures, go to the gym. Same sentence, no comma. This sentence reads, make six figures, go to the gym.
That's what it say.
I spend my fun time in church. You honestly, no jokes aside, all jokes included, you should not spend your fun time in church.
You shouldn't.
Mm-mm. You should not spend your fun time in church. Mm-mm. Even people who love Exalted the Name of God as strangers and friends. You should have fun out. Church is not fun. Like,
that's what I said. I don't have fun in church.
We worship. We praise. You may laugh, but I ain't not like, man, what we doing Friday night, y'all? Exalted the Name of God in church, y'all.
Chilling and getting chills. I got something to say. His username is everythingholy_. I think I might.
Because he's under Christ.
I think I might stand by my first statement. Listen, the men that I noticed that were extremely the Lord, the Bible, this is it, this is all, were sometimes hiding. And that's what I would think. I'd be like, nah, son, you hiding. You know how they say at the conventions, that the little church conventions.
Yeah.
And then Grindr's going crazy at the church conventions. Yep. That's what he giving me right now. You being too extra sauce.
Angel, he's abstinent. All caps. He told you.
That also made me go.
Why is comedy clubs in quotes? Why are comedy clubs inherently sinful?
No, sinful is in quotes, not comedy clubs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Why are comedy shows sinful? Hard liquor didn't get quotes. Clubs didn't get quotes.
Cause smoke. Sinful, because there's no real sin, but it's full of it, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so maybe he goes to regular comedy shows that are not sinful.
I don't think there's such a thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's not you.
Making the Lord laugh. Oh, not me. Mine's
you
sinful.
You are sinful.
I'm definitely sinful. I'm big sinful. I say nigga, and I'm borderline cussing.
He sounds like a pain in the ass.
So for real, like church girl, at any time in your life, with this been like, yo,
no,
never
get it out of there. Get it out. Exalt the name of the Lord,
ladies who want a church man. How churchy is enough? Then it's it. What could a statement be that a guy could say that you'd be like, okay, I could. Also, starting with why am I single is like,
made me single.
Right, exactly. So
like, just
things.
That first
he's
sentence
a red
is like,
color guard, red flag.
Yeah.
That is what he's giving
Christ,
me.
I never seen my
color guard, red
flag. Is there anything attractive about this?
Let me see here.
Is he trying to say too many things?
He is saying so much about himself that's pissing me off.
See, that's why I don't kick game.
It's not right. It's not right.
It just don't seem like a fun time.
Only thing that I don't want you talking about how much money you make to me in no
place. Really?
I'm going to find out, but I don't need that off top.
How could a guy, hypothetical, respected Marcus. I'm not going to point out because he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
What could a guy say in a thread? Is it even possible that a man could billboard himself in a thread and you'd be like, okay, I'm interested.
First, you don't start off with why am I single?
X that out. Let's rewrite his statement to make, okay, why am I single's out. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to write down a good kick game.
For him not to sound a pain in the ass.
Yeah, let's rewrite
it. For me to
it.
Be like, do you like me for real?
That's it?
These are the things that I would say. I would start off with, I'm single, but I really would love to find someone to date.
Okay.
Okay.
Period. Okay.
Appearance-wise, I'm tall and I work out. Hobbies-wise, I'm really into church right now, so I don't do a lot outside of that, but I am open to other fun activities.
Okay. Now, this is going good.
Okay.
This is going good for yuck.
And I would be like, then experience I'm looking for. I do want to move slowly in this.
Oh, that takes care of the Christ of it
that
all.
That takes care of the abstinence. That takes care of a lot of things without sounding like I am this gem that the Lord has pulled from the ocean and no woman seems to see this.
This gem who goes to the gym.
Yes. I feel like that keeps it from being boastful without it being a lie, but without being so obnoxious that I'm just like,
yeah.
I don't want. So you ain't gonna watch P-Valley with me? Is what I would. That's what I'd be like. So you
absolutely
can't watch.
Not.
Oh, hell no.
That's worldly.
Somebody said, plot twist, he's a whore. Is he a whore? Do y'all know this man? That's the other thing that usually does happen. I'm sorry, I left. It's usually your whore or
how do they even know this?
Or you be on the other and you over here being extra. They say he got a baby. And of course he's full of himself.
Okay, so I would if this were me and I'm billboarding myself, I say, "Hey, I can't say I'm 6 foot 270. That's out." I say, "Hey."
You can say you 6 foot 270.
Why? You just said it was bad when he said 6'4".
But you could say appearance, because women do want to know what you look like. But he's selling it as if it's the best thing. It's just you're saying this is what I look like. He's trying to say, why am I single? I have all these attributes.
I have attributes, McGee.
Versus, I am single, but I would like to date.
Got it.
Me tell you some things about myself.
See, the thing is, humor to me got to be helpful. I'd be like, I'm 6 foot 270, a little bit overweight, but you know, I like to eat good. Amen.
And there's going to be a woman that'd be like, I eat good too.
I eat good. I like to cook.
Or a woman that'd be like, great, because I'm not going to eat all my food, so you can eat my
bingo
food.
Bingo, bango. And I like, you know, traveling the world and going to museums. You want to travel or go to the museums? Or I go to the museum by myself. Get in here and be with me. I don't do worldly music. I do smoke. Hate beer. Love whiskey. I still tell her, Melissa, I don't think I could pull her. If I met her right now, I don't think I could.
If she was at a bar with her friends.
Oh my God, Joshua.
I think you could.
I would probably trip over my foot, honestly, walking. I don't think my game plan would ever be walk up to you and kick game.
On fresh, let me try and go say hi to this person.
Absolutely. I would be more likely to bite my tongue.
No, I think you could pull her on your 7th attempt.
Yes. I don't think I could pull her straight up. Oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, you drinking an espresso martini? I like those. Yeah. Be with me now.
Like, get away from me.
Be with me now.
But if she went to that same spot at the same time all the time, that 7th time, she's going.
7th time, for sure.
You going to wear her
down. I could grade on her.
You can what on her?
Grade on her. Like, wear her down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'll wear you down.
What's grade on it?
Grade
on her.
No, great.
But no, now I know you're spelling it with the A first and the E at the end.
Oh, EAT.
I was like, great on her.
Kevin's
a great. All right. Melissa's a baddie. I'm a baddie.
No.
Look, man. Single me out, Josh. They're not looking good.
No, I already got it.
It's the discoloration of the shirt that's really giving it.
Don't worry about that. And I can't put my shirt down right now. Hey.
Did you just lick your lips, Nick?
No, I was just moisturizing. It wasn't like part of my kick game.
Oh, my God.
It was not?
No, my lips are just dry. Hey.
You did it again, though.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm nervous. Stop. Okay. Guys, I'm trying to kick game.
Kick it.
This is Lissa at the bar.
Is that you just tapped her shoulder?
Uh-huh. Headphones out.
Talk to you?
Hey, 6 foot 270.
I'm sorry, what? It's really loud in here.
Exalt the name of God.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
All right, for real. Hold on.
It's loud. Kev, you're out of bar. Real. It's
loud?
Night.
Okay, loud. Is tapping bad? How do you get somebody's attention if it's loud? I can tap. Hey, you're beautiful, and you shouldn't leave here without knowing that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What's that bad?
Why did you lean out of it?
Okay, I wasn't confident. All right, here we go.
It's so bad.
Yuck.
You should call her, actually. Get a real response.
Hey. The name is Stage.
No.
Kev on Stage.
I want to be Kev.
What do I say?
You lead with your stage name?
You say, hey, is anybody sitting here? Or, hey, my name is Kevin. What's your name? Are you calling Melissa to hit on her?
I'm about to try.
Hello?
Lissa, baby, we're live.
Hi, Melissa.
I need a hit on you and for practice.
You need to, oh, God.
We don't know each other. You're at a bar. You're with a homegirl. You an angel.
You putting a homegirl with it. Oh, this is good. So you got somebody, you and Angel,
a martini or two in.
Okay.
I'm walking up to you. Okay. You're talking to Angel.
I'll be like, Melissa, there's somebody walking over. Melissa,
don't
there's
laugh already, Liz. I'm trying to pull you.
I'll be like, don't look.
I'm sorry.
I'll be like, don't look. He coming. Okay. He coming.
I'm going to come and tap your shoulder.
Okay. This is so dumb. Okay.
Okay, I tap your shoulder. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh.
I got nervous. Time out.
She gave you
that was an interesting hey. Yeah. That was a great hey. I got nervous.
I don't know if it was a great hey.
No, it was a great hey, Liz. It showed interest. All right, here we go. Starting over. Hey. Hello?
Child, I'm going to walk away.
No, I didn't. I said hey. You didn't say nothing.
Because I looked at you crazy. You can't see my face.
Okay, I'm about to kick game to you. I'm going to say this. I say, yo, I'm a battle rapper now.
Oh, you a battle rapper. Yo, man. All right,
here we go, Liz. Here we go. For real, this is my real entrance. All right, ready?
Yes, ready.
Hey, I think you're very attractive. I was getting ready to leave, but you stopped me in my tracks. I'd love to stop you in your tracks later.
I'd be like, where's your handler?
Started off good.
Okay. I'm good. Let me build on it. Okay. Hey, I was getting ready to leave, and I looked back, and you stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know where to go.
Do you want a name?
What's your name?
Melissa, hey. I was going to make up a name, but I decided against it.
Well, why would you make up a name? Now you got to give me your real name.
It just sounds fun. Keep going.
Okay, but you ain't got to make up nothing with me.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You can tell me your real name.
My name is Melissa.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful name. Okay.
You don't want me at this table.
Shut up!
Nigga, why are you talking like Shea Butter?
I don't need... First of all, your homegirl don't want the best for you. Listen, I'm gonna end it with this. I don't want to interrupt you any more than I've already done. I'd love to get to know you if you have more time. Whatever's interesting to you is interesting to me.
Ooh,
that's good.
Well,
yeah.
Now, come on.
That was good.
I'd be like, what she's interested in is this bill getting paid.
I pay the bill.
Well, all
at this time in my life, oh, bill paid. Now I could come in with some money. The bill's already paid.
I'll be like, that might not be her interest, but that's my interest as a friend.
Here's my...
You paid our tab.
Here's my Instagram. We'll take it slow. You don't got my number yet. Take a look. Get to know me. I'll get to know you. Have an amazing evening. And I'm gone.
That's better, Kev.
That was about...
Listen,
better.
I kicked...
That was pretty good, Kev. When you just left, though, you might be on my mind forever. I'm like, I don't know what happened to that man.
I gave you my business card. I got your Instagram.
Business card?
Instagram. That's my business card.
Oh, okay.
Would you be? That was good. You would give me a second chance.
In the beginning, if you said, "Hey, I might look at you crazy and be like, you finna waste my time,"
I would say, excuse me.
Yeah, that's better.
Excuse me.
By the end, I was like, "How you doing?"
And then I would take six more times, and then I would. Have to... All right, babe. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Maybe I could pull her. Whatever's interesting to you is interesting to me. Which
that was good.
I believe there's hardly anything that a person could be interested in that I like. If I was interested in Melissa, I'm trying to think of what she's interested in. Right now, she's into floral
arrangements.
Floral arrangements. Uh-huh. She took a class a couple weeks ago.
Dope.
If she said, "Yeah, I'm going to floral arrangements in Santa Monica," you're more than welcome to come. I could go and find that interesting, mm-hmm. and not on the fake like. You know, mm-hmm. coochie trying to get, mm-hmm. but I could find it interesting.
Yeah.
Even if it was reality show, whatever she's in, Traders got a good season going right now.
That's what somebody else told me.
Man,
oh, woman doing my wax. Time. That's what she told me.
She's waxing, talking
she
to you.
Said, have you seen Traders?
Oh my God.
It's so good. Is that too hot? Yes.
Michael Rapaport was on there. Hate. He eats food like this. He puts the plate up to his mouth and shovels the food in like a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And they got him on camera doing that at minimum at least 2 times. Jesus. Candace is doing good. She's a black girl from one of the Housewives shows. She's doing good. that white boy Rob. The traders are good. The Lisa lady ain't that good, but the other two are good. Anyway, let's move on. Sports talk with Angel.
What's up?
Indiana won. Your thoughts?
I'm so happy for them. It was their first time.
It was their first time.
That white man cried.
That white man cried.
He tried to get through it. And he's... thank you, guys.
Thank you. Me at that Philly show.
Yes. Hey, that's how I'm playing a job. How you doing? It's Kevin on stage. I said, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I was like, how is he going to make it through a joke? Sounded like that. Oh. But, yeah, congratulations to the people in the uniforms. They played a game. They won it. and they became the champions. And I said, good for you.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Them old white Indian players, them people is 23, 24 years old. Most of them boys been in college at least 4 years. A good amount have been in 5, 6. The quarterback from Miami said he ain't been to college class in 2 years. He's like, I graduated 2 years ago.
What?
He's just a football player. It's kind of like college ain't college like it used to be college. At least they never really was college.
Yeah.
But they used to have a better attempt at then, making it look not pro.
Then it shouldn't even be college no more.
No, just it ain't college.
Just do a different league and remove it from the academic arena altogether.
Let me tell you what. That Alabama football team is just as important to people from Alabama and the nation as the Atlanta Falcons are to the people in Atlanta. The brand might be bigger. Alabama football might be bigger than the Atlanta Falcons.
Alabama football. That football team is as important as the president of the United States.
1,000%. Nick Saban can smack your baby, and they'd be like, "Now I don't know why Saban had to smack you, baby, but he had to do what he had to do.
He had to do what he had to do, and that's why they're going to win. Roll Tide.
The whole state, either Bama or Auburn, the whole state.
What you know? I feel like me and Josh are both completely surprised at how little you talked about Dick today, and I want to fix that. Because, fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. And
level up.
You just dropped something crazy. I'm talking about next level championship belt gold-plated energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal, in connection to your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Listen. When your woman sits there and rubs her booty across your crotch, you want that rocket to launch. And Blue Chew is like, pow, pow, let's go. No countdown needed. Pop it and get it cracking. All right, listen. Make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SK.
SK.
That's promo code SK.
SK.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
All right, Angel, the people want to know your Super Bowl predictions. Who do you got?
Who's going to be in there?
Who's going to be in there? Who's going to win?
Okay, let me see her.
We got the Seahawks and the Rams, NFC Championship. And then we got the Broncos and the Patriots. Bo Nix broke his ankle, you know, a bone in his ankle.
The Patriots and the who else would you say? The Patriots?
Seahawks and the Rams.
No, Patriots and who?
Oh, Patriots and the Broncos.
Broncos. It's going to be the Seahawks and the Patriots.
Seahawks and Patriots?
Yeah.
And who do you got winning?
The Seahawks.
Why you mind really cussing?
Mm-hmm. The Seattle Seahawks is going to come on back to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So are the Patriots. Like, I think it's going to be close between Seahawks and the Rams, but I don't think the Rams are going to be able to pull it off.
I think whoever wins the NFC Championship is going to win. I think the Patriots are too young. Drake May's good. He's too young, I believe. I think the Broncos had their best shot with Bo Nix. But, you know, stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, that white boy, lost, and the media just tripping and falling over themselves. It's okay, Josh. You four turnovers aside, you still did good. He went up there on the podium and said, I cost my team this game. And he absolutely did. No? He was crying. He should have been crying. Like, four turnovers. Four turnovers, three fumbles. They got one back. And Lamar Jackson, when he throw a pick, and I'm talking about throw it to the guy tips his hands and somebody else catch it. He should never play quarterback, should have been a receiver. Basically, the way Hulk Hogan talked about that man, how they talk about Lamar, Josh Allen, he can't do no wrong. He be the reason they lost. He had a stupid play at the end of the half, fumbled the ball, they get a field goal, and that's you. That's your fault. Nobody else to blame. Not to mention the players he overthrew and underthrew.
Listen, my son Kai almost lost the game for his team. They finally got up by two. Mm-hmm. It was only a couple of seconds left. And what did my baby do? Foul the best player on the other team. In the middle of him going to shoot. No, they were up by one. Excuse me. Not up by two. Up by one.
Dang.
That boy had to go to the free throw line. And luckily, he only was able to sink one of them shots.
And it was overtime?
No, all the parents were like, we're good with a tie. We're ready to go home. He has one teammate we love. He's probably shot. They've only had two games. He's probably shot at least 50 times. Has not made one basket. It is riveting to watch.
Riveting?
Riveting. One time I was looking down, looked up, and I saw the ball hit a door.
Ow!
I was like, oh, he passed it, and the teammate went there. Marcus was like, no, he shot the ball.
Hitting a door in a basketball game is crazy.
It hit that door so hard.
Dude.
So I said, was he passing? Because that sounded like a good solid pass. Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes they do it a little too soft. Person can get. No, Marcus said, no, he was shooting.
That's hilarious.
It's great. It's great. It makes us laugh. We love going to them games and being frustrated. But that's fantastic. So I can understand that man lost the game for his team. It happens sometimes. You got to get your shit together.
Get over it. And I don't dislike Josh Allen. I think I dislike the way the media coddles him.
I do.
And I think he's a nice guy. Sure. Swell guy. But let's be even across the board. All right. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck told Joe Rogan that Netflix told them that we need you to reiterate the plot of the movie three or four times.
Yeah.
Because people are not paying full attention. They're watching it on their phone. And you need to move usually a set piece, which is like in an action movie, a big car scene, or in a comedy when they do all the hijinks. It's usually in the second act, usually around halfway through the movie, maybe 20 minutes to 40 minutes in the movie. Netflix was like, we need you to pull that forward to the first 10 minutes. Angel, as a content creator and movie script writer and actress yourself, what are your thoughts on the changing landscape of media where Netflix is telling you this is what we need you to do for the movie to be successful?
Well, yeah. Thankfully, Netflix knows their audience and understands the environment that their audience is watching the movies in. People are not in a dark movie where it is a faux pas to talk. They're in a household where a child will walk up and be like, can I get this game on my iPad? Can I get it? The dog that's letting you know, if you don't let me out, I'm about to take a shit on your carpet.
Right here.
If you don't take me out, right god dang on now. So even if they're not watching on their phone and they're watching it on their television, if they're in their house, they are more, there's more access to distractions versus if you're going a movie that has a theatrical release mainly. Where, yeah, you're not going to be talking. You might send a text message or two, but even that, you try to keep down a movie theater because the light, you don't want light pollution in the theater. So, I mean, while they probably did not foresee them being Netflix stars and probably thought they would only be on the silver screen since their very first movie was an Oscar-winning movie.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. I was like,
weren't
what?
They like really? They were like, what, 18, 19, 20 maybe?
Yeah, they were in college.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting.
It's insane to me, but they're still rocking it, making a lot of money as white men do. And entertainment has evolved so much since Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
We weren't watching anything on our phones. We might have played a game or two. I think we had games on our phones.
And I think when we were growing up, we didn't have, oh, you mean like Game Boy?
No, Snake. Like
Snake on your phone. Like a little.
Oh, got you. I'm talking about way back. before that. But yeah,
well, I'm saying when Goodwill Hunting came out, cell phones existed. When did that come out? Do you know? No, I don't know. I'm not telling you.
You're talking about 97.
So 97, people had pagers. Some people had cell phones. I was in high school, so I didn't have either. But entertainment was only done in real time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if DVRs didn't exist yet.
He's 53.
When was TiVo?
He was born in 72. So how old was he in 97? 25?
Oh, I didn't hear anything you just said. I heard numbers.
Ben Affleck was born in 72, and that movie came out in 97.
Okay, so 72, 97, 25.
So, yeah, probably 23. They probably made it if it was released in 97.
Yeah.
TiVo was 99.
Was it really? I remember when I was a kid, I don't remember. We used to watch movies. I don't remember being distracted. When it was movie time, we was watching movies.
There was no
second screen. Mm-mm.
No, we went and got the movies from Blockbuster. We had to hurry up and watch it to get it back. Seriously.
Right.
On time and not have to pay.
2-day rentals were real.
2-day rentals was real.
By 10 a.m. or whatever it was in a little Dropbox.
That Monday morning.
Yeah, so I can see how it can be maybe. It didn't sound like they were frustrated, but I think they might have thought it's a little ridiculous. But it's like, do you want people to watch your movie and enjoy it or no?
What? I agree with you. It's like media has always changed. Like Charlie Chaplin, it was silent films.
Yeah.
And then you got video. Then it became whatever. I think for a large part of our lives, the movie theater was unchanged.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember drive-ins. It wasn't a huge part of my life, but I did go to a few. I didn't really love drive-ins.
Oh, I love drive-ins for the wrong reasons.
Oh, right, yeah. You want to get some action going. I never got to do that. Maybe that's why I didn't like them. But I didn't enjoy watching movies like that. The screen was too far. I didn't like it. But anyway, as a creator, it's like you can make a show like Pluribus, which is no second screen. You really got to watch that show or you'll miss stuff. And what happens is a lot of times I realize the discourse online, you can tell some people are their discourse is framed by them not paying attention for real. Because stuff they say, if the character doesn't say it, movies used to be like you could see something and the character doesn't have to say it. But if I'm watching like this and I'm like listening, like Pluribus, if you're watching Pluribus and you're on your phone, you're going to miss.
You're missing a lot.
You're missing a lot because they don't, they'll go 10 minutes without talking on that show.
That's a scary show.
No, it's not scary, it's more like suspense. Okay, it's not like a straight
comedy. It's sci-fi for sure. Not quite thriller.
Cause I remember turning it on and I said, no, I forgot to text you to be like, what is this?
It's more honestly, that first episode might be the scariest.
Yeah.
Everything else is more eerie than.
Oh yeah. Cause it was the people that were like,
yeah.
Yeah. I said,
Carol.
I didn't even get to Carol. Carol. I got to people breathing in each other's mouths. Hello, and I said,
that was so weird.
I said, I'm gone.
You know what I realized in that first episode? You watched that man walk up and kiss that.
With the rats and everything.
Yeah,
kiss the janitor.
I think a person could kiss me because I would never anticipate that's what you're going to do.
That's because you're a man.
You don't think a stranger could kiss you?
Why are you that close to my face?
You are a funny angel.
I don't want it. Why are you close to my...
I don't think I'll make stuff like, pulling the action forward, I can see the point of that. They even make a lot of TV pilots like that. Netflix has changed the way you do it. It's like, you need to put the big thing in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And TV pilots weren't like that. You were also giving them a chance. Like, if you think about Martin and Seinfeld and Living Single and all the shows from our childhood, that show wouldn't have gotten a second chance.
No.
Because we're not really watching it. We're not watching it all the way through, and we're turning it off quick. We also didn't have so many options back then.
That's what I was about to say. It's because we have 1,503,002 goddamn options for Thursday at 8.
Thursday at 8, it was just Martin.
Yeah.
And Living Single, like, you had to get up and turn the, you know, our first TV, you had to get up and turn the channel. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. My first TV had 13 turns.
Click, 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 click.
13 clicks. Ain't that much stuff on. And them all didn't even have stuff. You had like whatever the four network. Remember, Fox wasn't even big at first. Fox kind of came in like, yo, we're Fox. We're edgy. Cool, Fox. Remember, HBO wasn't big like...
Wait a minute. Can you tell me how Fox was again? I'm sorry.
Y'all, Fox. Cool, edgy.
That's how you should approach Melissa.
Hey. What's up? Hot stuff. I'm cool, edgy.
I'm Kev on stage. Cool, word. Edgy. Kick it.
But yeah, we are fighting against... We sometimes treat TV like we treat TikToks. Like, we watch these shows, and if it ain't good, and if it don't catch my eye in 2 seconds, like... Oh. I don't even watch TikToks all the way through. And it'd be a minute
and
a half.
Also, just too much stuff. It's tough to move on a new show without a cosign or without somebody talking about it. Oh, have you watched this?
You know what?
I won't watch nothing without somebody saying, have you watched it?
His and Hers is just like that. Everybody been saying that's good. They keep putting in the Patreon. Me and Melissa got old. We was like, boy, I'm telling you, we getting old now, Angel. I said, let's watch His and Hers. 7:43 the other night. She said, oh, I don't know if I got a whole episode in me. At 7?
Kev.
43?
Let me tell you about 32. We got an early dinner yesterday.
Well, how early?
Yo, 5:30.
Joshua!
My God, we went out, too.
5:30?
Still in happy hour time. I don't know the last time we made happy hour for dinner.
Well, that just got me excited. I'm going
to
do it.
5:30 dinner?
We picked up a couple things at Trader Joe's around 6. We started catching up on Traders. There was 2 episodes, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I got through about 30 minutes of one, and I was watching like this. And then I opened my eyes again, and Imara's looking at me. She's like, you ready to go upstairs?
You ready to go night-night?
Me and Melissa were in the bed last night, 8:27.
What?
I was downstairs watching the game.
Oh, she works out in the morning.
She works out in the morning, okay. And she's been getting up before she works out. I finished, we watched a national championship game. I cooked clean the kitchen, come upstairs, expect her to have a TV show on, watching it, sitting up. Mm. Angel, I went in there, Joshy. TV off, room dark, bonnet attached. The phone light was little. I said, you in the bed? She said, mm-hmm. I said, it ain't even 9. She was like, I'm tired. JoJo went with his homeboy to Top Golf the other night. He was leaving around 6.
Far. That's far, too.
He said, I'm going to Top Golf. I'll be home around 11. I said, you got a ride? He was like, yes. I was like, are you sure? Because I'm not waking up. You know, he loved his things to change. I said, Joe, I'm not waking up. Angel, that boy came home at 12:30. I had been sleep good for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about sleep. I was asleep last night, 8:37. I made fun of her, then got in there, rubbed them old ashy feet together. I said, whew.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
That bed be feeling real good. It do.
I look forward to it.
And it's a little chilly out, so you just want
to. Oh,
I got so excited the other night. I said, oh, my God, Marcus. But we were up actually very late because we were finishing His and Hers. I said, let's go upstairs, Marcus. Get in the bed. We got the beds that, you know, you can
go up.
I said, I'll lift my side up so I can see over you because the we don't face the TV. The TV's on the side of our bed. So I said, I can see it without leaning over you. I think we might have saw 3 minutes of that show. I was like.
Marcus made that video about you falling asleep early.
He says your head, you fall asleep before your head hits the pillow. He said you'd be like, good night. I mean, like, no, I don't, but I love sleep.
I'd be in that bed. I'm so sorry. Good. You want to start watching the show with me? Let's start at 11:30.
Yeah.
Watch it all while the sun shines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, we finna get up out of here. We'll see y'all Patreon on Friday. Pay your funky little $5. And just because that person said that, no long bonus episode clip. Just a short piece. Please watch the Ball Brothers on Tubi the first 7 days. We got 2 days left in that window. Please check that out. We've been having a good time posting. And other than that, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
All right, so...
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.